This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Welcome, welcome. This is the front line for Monday, the 4th of November of the year 2024. And we're excited today. We have a great team, a great offering for you today. And it's timely as well, as we like things to be. God is always timely, by the way. Mm-hmm. But before I go into who we have and what we're going to be dealing with today, I have to, by convention, introduce my two wonderful co-hosts. First, the most venerable, Ed
Skiba.
That
means I'm 130.
Poor Ed is reminded of his age every week. Yeah, really.
You know what I've noticed, David? You never introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, I will. I promise.
You will introduce yourself?
I will. I'm going to introduce myself, okay. Yeah.
That would be nice.
And Ed always has his standard tagline, which is...
What another beautiful South Florida day.
Hallelujah. And it is.
Liquid sunshine today.
Liquid sunshine.
Yeah. As I told you when I was in Africa, when you go somewhere and it's raining, that means you brought a blessing.
Oh.
And this is a blessing.
This is a well, Amen. You know, it always is. Forget that just the earth needs the water, and I need it too. And Ann Limhoko.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice
and be glad in it. Amen. And as I promised, Ed, I'm David Francoeur, one of your hosts here, and just delighted to be here. This is always a thrill for me. I look forward to Mondays. Never used to.
Well, no,
that's not true.
Too, yeah.
That's not true. But particularly do in this ministry here at WCNO and then on the program, The Frontline, because we do bring frontline stuff to you. And today, this is the front of the frontline. And by the way, just the preamble, you know that one of the things, several things that are important that we believe that the scriptures speak to the church to be involved in, and Jesus wants his church involved in the culture in which they find themselves.
Absolutely.
And not just involved in a minimal sense, like, yeah, I go shopping at Publix, I'm involved in the culture. No, to actually be a person who is both prayerful and then acts on the response that God gives you when you pray. And we are called as a body of people throughout the ages. God's people have been called by God to be involved in the culture around them. You can go in the Old Testament with that in mind. You can find where God has charged his people to do that. And you can, in the New Testament, of course, we have even more theological foundation for that. And as I've mentioned before, and I'll mention it again, the Great Commission, that thing which we as the church claim to be Jesus's essential call to the church, is a call to get involved in the culture around you, and that means getting involved in politics. Amen. Yeah, I know some people, as soon as you heard that, you got a little antsy, because maybe you're not hearing that in your church. Maybe that's a personal thing that you have decided not to do. But what we're trying to get across to you is that God intends for his people to bring his message of salvation and everything that goes with it into the culture you live in by whatever means God has given you to do that. Having said that, today we have our guest, Dr. Christopher Collins. Chris, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
You've been on the air with us before in Wednesday Live, What you shared with us, and which I know you're going to share with us again today, is both a personal response to God's call on your life as a Christian man to get involved in the culture, and in this case in politics, and running for an open seat in the Stewart City Commission, and winning that seat, and bringing with us. And so today, you know, you're gonna, I'm going to ask you to really start with, I know you've been serving the Lord for a long time, and if you want to share your testimony, that's great. I would not want to have you not do that, but the testimony that you offer us today is hearing God call you to run for this office and succeeding in winning it, and the, what God has told you in the aftermath of winning, which is as you've now taken that seat and been a member of the Stewart City Commission. With that, Chris, I'm just going to let you take the lead on how you're going to answer that.
I think a testimony is a reasonable segue into it, because it's all part of the same substance. Personally, I grew up in church, in the Church of Christ, but I would say it wasn't until sort of moving away from the church, doing my own thing, following what made sense to me in my head, and progressively spiritually killing myself.
Lean not unto your own understanding, right? That's how true that is.
Yep. And in chiropractic school, actually, so maybe 13, 14 years ago, the best way I can frame this for people, because, you know, you bring Jesus into your heart, and I hear a lot of different things. For me, it was surrender. Getting on my face, weeping, like, okay, I'm done. It's not like, if you're real, I know you're real. I'm sorry. I don't know how I got here, but you're in charge now, you know? And from that day till now, progressively, I when I talk about this, I say it like a brick house, you know, kind of brick by brick, you know?
Yeah.
Restoring with him, you know.
But being raised in the church gave you a good foundation to put those bricks on.
I will say, in the Church of Christ, there was always that tagline, we speak where the Bible speaks. So that did put in me a standard of truth is going to be in that book. So as soon as I was ready to return to what is real, it was going into that book. And then, and then he just talks to you through it, and slowly, you know, he'll patiently wake you up. And okay, so that is how, you know, my testimony, like in a quick nutshell. But within that brick by brick, I would frame it as progressively God walking with you, and you taking responsibility, right? So over yourself as a man, you know, cleaning it up, you know, being confronted with that word and what is real. And what I know to be true.
Yes.
And then step by step walking through that with him. Now, once you, as a man, have taken responsibility for yourself, right? Maybe you open a business. That was my path, right? I opened up my practice, and even patiently God with you step by step. And then I got married, right? You're progressively ready for more layers of responsibility and to be responsible for more people.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Amen.
And I think that's part of that journey as a man. I'm sure for women too, but for me, all I can reference is myself. And the next extension from that, I see sort of larger radiuses of responsibility and people that you're taking care of. And so, you know, politics. And the line I say, I've said this to you as well, is in the church, we talk a lot about authority. You know, we pray for authority. And one of the things that I think you miss, this is hit me more recently, is you only have authority for what you've taken responsibility for.
My favorite expression.
That's a light bulb, man. That's
huge.
You pray from the stage, and you know, we speak
that's
these things.
So
and
true.
But I have authority over my family because I'm wholly responsible for their welfare.
Amen.
Yes.
I can only, at the end of the day, say, I hear what you guys are saying, but no. We're going to go this path. I can make that call because I am wholly responsible for them.
And you're the spiritual leader of the family as the Lord called you, and you stepped up to that.
Absolutely.
That's great, Chris.
But
that's great.
If you want authority, right? If you want different people in these seats, if you want Christian worldview, you know, to be more in culture, you have to take responsibility for it.
Amen.
Yes. If you're tired, this is a big thing I'm seeing now with the larger election, and I think it's all the same thing. If you're tired of what is you're being fed in terms of even actual food, if you're not happy with the food systems, don't punt responsibility of all food production to corporations that don't care about you. If you don't like how your children are being educated, you need to either get involved in the local school, be in the PTA, vote for different school board members or homeschool your kids. You Absolutely. Have to take responsibility.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, you will be at the mercy of people, institutions, corporations that really don't care about you. They care about their shareholders or whatever else.
Yeah, right.
And pick a thing.
Yes.
Whether it's, you know, church, right? Mm-hmm. Like this could be a controversial thing, but in church culture, I think we've put so much pressure on church leaders,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
pastors, co-pastors, yeah. people that are in ministry,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and for a lot of us, we've punted that responsibility for teaching our kids, for mm-hmm. teaching us. You know, I don't have time to read the Bible. I'm going to go on Sunday, and I know it's a generalization. Mm-hmm. There's wild difference, but this is the same kind of a thing to me. The same
mm-hmm.
substance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take responsibility, and you're going to yeah. have better outcomes.
Yeah,
you know.
What I find interesting, I'll just throw this out, and I was thinking the basic beginnings of the Christian life mm-hmm. that start with, you know, repentance. Mm. Repentance is critical. You know, we repent then as we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Those are fundamental actions that we have to take. We know God won't force salvation on us. He won't force us. We're not automatons. We have to take the responsibility first for our own spiritual life, our own corporeal life, and repent. Repentance then, you know, there's responsibility that comes from that action. Because repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is being willing to change.
Turning.
Mm-hmm. It's a turning.
180 degrees.
Right. For but me, that, it was
not 81.
For me, it was a giving up.
Yeah, you said submission.
I surrendered. I gave up.
Well, yeah. Was there a point that happened in your life where you surrendered? Was there like a big moment?
Yeah, I was on my face on the floor,
mm-hmm. face
in the
that?
Concrete. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There mm-hmm. were months and really years. It's a progressive. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You get breadcrumbed off the trail.
Right.
Yeah.
And deeper
yeah,
and deeper into your own mess.
Yeah.
You know. And then the other thing I would say is beyond the surrender side of it and giving up, this is just my experience. I'm not, you know, mm-hmm. preaching from the Bible necessarily, but complete dependence. So this cocktail wow. for me mm-hmm. is how I would characterize my relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
giving up on my own thing. And then maybe it was because of my particular testimony, you know, I became dependent on other things. So but that realization that complete codependence on God. I don't want to do anything, man, unless this is what we're doing. You're in charge, so I don't even want to move.
Because
mm-hmm. if I start making decisions in my head and, you know, what makes sense to me, I might end up back in that same.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. At least trending. And inevitably, yeah. right? We all kind of flirt with, you get busy
yeah.
or you start making your own decisions mm-hmm. and you kind of get off the path, like that codependence with
mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whenever I start to feel that feeling of I'm getting a little stressed out or I'm mm-hmm. thinking too much or mm-hmm. I'm worrying, whoa, that's me. I'm doing that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it zaps me back into, you know, holding on to his leg.
Security.
Like my little, I have a 3-year-old and mm-hmm. he will grab on to my leg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll death grip my leg. And it's that same kind of a thing, man.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to take a break in a minute, but when we get back, I want to key off on this issue of Christian responsibility mm-hmm. that's put on us by the Lord in terms of the culture we're living in
yep.
and the whole issue of politics, because we get an important tomorrow. It's a very important election. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, we're not going to push particular candidates or parties. What we are going to push is, and as we should, is encouraging people who ordinarily don't vote, you know, to realize that if they don't vote, that's a vote.
That's right.
And you got to really, absolutely. If you don't like what's happening, you need to vote. You need to vote biblical values. Basically, we're talking to the church now. You need to vote biblical values. We'll be right back.
Christ is my firm foundation.
Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to the front line, and as our guest today, Dr. Christopher Collins, I want to talk about your practice, your chiropractic practice, after a bit. But
I'm happy to focus on politics.
Okay, well, I understand that. No,
what's relevant.
Whenever we have a guest who's a local business person or a pastor, you know, and has a church, we want to lift up that business or that church.
Upper Cervical Spinal Wellness Center, I'm the best guy at fixing your neck.
There you go. Get on. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Moving on.
And, yeah, okay. I know you don't want to turn into an infomercial, but we do want to let people know we got Christian people out there that are in business, and you need to access that particular service.
Yep.
There he is.
And I'm the neck doc.
You're the neck doc.
There you go.
And I guarantee you, from my personal experience, that it works. It works.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been to this too.
Back to what we're talking about, and really, and I want to say again, I know some people are hearing this. Maybe you've tuned us out because you don't like the fact Christians are being called into politics, into the culture. But you know, think for a minute. They're all connected. What goes on, and look back at if you go take the church history, for instance, church has always been in a culture. And now, admittedly, those cultures were not democratic, really. They were monarchies to one degree or another. Mm-hmm. Monarchies are different. They don't vote. They don't ask for your opinion. The king just says, let's do this, and if you don't like it. And a lot of those various permutations of things that could happen to you. But the church has still survived and even flourished in cultures that were opposed to it. But the church has always had, because Jesus said to us, again, I'll quote the Great Commission, go forth into all the world and make disciples of all nations. What did he say before that? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Amen.
And by inference, I'm now giving it to you.
Yes.
And with that, it's not just authority, but it's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it gets down to the individual level of how I'm called or how you're called,
mm-hmm.
that will define the authority and the responsibility. I'm not responsible for the entire state of the created order or the culture I live in, but I am responsible mm-hmm. for where God has sent me.
Yep.
Amen.
In this case, my ministry, big ministry, is here at the radio station.
Yep.
So we do that. So, Chris, when... with all of that in mind, I would just love for you to address, in whatever order you want to, either your personal call to the election to be an elected city official in the city council commission, or maybe in the broader sense of Christians in politics in the culture they live in.
So I would say there's different overarching philosophies, right? You could look at the Bible and being a Christian in different ways. There is sort of the group that's waiting for God to return or the mm-hmm. rapture, and you know, this whole ship's just gonna tank and mm-hmm. at any moment, you know, and but for me, I don't subscribe to that, right? Like, I want to make this earth more like heaven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Amen. So if you've called me and you've awoken me and you've saved me from hell
mm-hmm.
and I'm here mm-hmm. and I have physical capacity and mental capacity, and I want to be a ripple. I want to be a ripple for my family, for the people in my business, for the people in my community.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens to be that one of those things you can do is sit in a political seat. And philosophically, I would also say it is very easy to take for granted mm-hmm. the culture that we live in
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. that we can even participate. Yeah. For most of human history, like you said, you had monarchies and theocracies, and Pharaoh was God, and we would be slaves, or low probability that we would be in the club. You know, you're probably going to be conquered, or you're nothing. You have no vote. You have no power. A woman, right? Like you would, your property. Like the fact that we can live in a post Jesus coming time, where those values have invaded the world. And that you can even have a say. Let alone sit in a seat and not have to be from a certain family or lineage or wealth class. That you can go and vote and you can run for a seat. And it can be hard. Money's always an obstacle. You know, we get into this thing where it's negative. Oh, politics is corrupt. And sure, but it's because you're not involved. You're not involved.
I'm be the salt and the light in
you're
politics.
Not there. When you,
people talk about actions have consequences. And I preached on that a couple of months ago at my church. But what we don't realize is that inactions also have consequences.
Yes.
And that's the folks we're trying to reach now that have decided, I don't want to get involved with politics. Inactions have consequences.
Because
you're not going to like them.
It's easier to be able to point up and say, that guy.
Yeah.
The reason that my life is bad. But again, responsibility, personal responsibility, okay? Mm-hmm. Take responsibility for yourself, but also for your city then, or for your county, you know?
Yeah, the word says that.
Do it.
Because we were part of this culture, you know, and the closer, the more narrowly we define the culture we live in, actually the greater sense of responsibility that we have to that people group or that culture. There's a wonderful parable Jesus tells. I want to throw it out to you for your master has three servants, and he's going to be gone for a while, and he wants them to take some of his money and invest it. So the one that probably has had more time in grade, had more experience with, gets the most. He gets, let's say, 5 talents. Right, a talent, by the way, was a huge chunk of gold or silver. It was heavy. But that's, and then the next servant, a little less experienced with him, he gets 3 talents, and then one gets 1 talent. Mm-hmm. The master goes away expecting them to invest and giving them the responsibility to do so. And then he comes back, and many people have said this is an eschatological parable because Jesus is talking about giving his church the responsibility for the riches of grace that he's given us and how we are to invest that in the culture we live in, which I tend to agree with. By the way, obviously I would. But then when he comes back, look what happens. You know, 2 of the 3 have invested. They've taken the risk. They've taken what the master or God gave them, and they went out, they did the best they could with it.
The key is what you said, the risk.
Risk.
So if the lazy servant or whatever you call him.
Right, buried it.
His response is, I knew you were a man that you know, reaped where you didn't sow. And, and out of that fear, he buries it to bring it back.
Absolutely.
Right? So we are generally, as humans, nobody wants to stick their head out and get smashed. Nobody wants to be in TC Palm. And be, you know, I have a lot of people like, oh my, I'm so sorry. You know what they said. It's like, I don't care. I know who I am. Like, my weight that I carry is, you know, the decisions, right? So sometimes decisions are like 51-49. Like, it's not easy. And this whole group could lose. And what are the long term repercussions? There's weight in that.
Yeah.
But what Blake Fontenay says about me, and he's mad at me because I'm too conservative, and
he really
I
beat
his
like
buddy.
Him.
Yeah, like, okay.
So what? Yeah.
Do you only, these guys, they look terrible. They're bitter, they're angry, and they're, you know, you're trying to do good.
Yeah.
Two little cliches that people use that drive me absolutely crazy. The first one is, somebody should, and the other one is, it's not my job.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's our society today.
They're punting responsibility.
Somebody should, and it's not my job.
I spent a year in my practice, a year trying to talk boomer-aged men into running. I was like, you're the guy. You got the salty hair and the wisdom. Like, we need guys like you that are retired from business, and you know how to, and not these bozos, you know? Like, you got to. And then finally, like you're saying, it's like, if you can see that, if you are, if God's given you the awareness of a problem, mm-hmm. it probably means you should be involved in trying to fix it.
There you go.
Amen.
Not to complain.
Amen.
Now, we
Amen.
Know not everyone is going to be called to run for office.
No.
Okay.
But show up at a meeting.
But show up, right. Well, yeah, how can something. The church become, as the Christians now, we're not speaking amorphously of the church, because I don't want anyone to feel like they're being sidelined.
Right.
Or they're going to get an excuse not to be involved in this conversation. It says God has a plan for everybody who is a believer to invest their life in the community that they are living in.
Prayer.
By virtue of being a Christian.
Watch a meeting and pray.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're having knockdown, drag out fights.
Yep.
You've been there. It can be yeah. brutal. It's a spiritual war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I've been to some of the city meeting. Council meetings yeah. with you. And
it's
I've,
brutal.
I've seen you say some things that other people, yeah. several other members, yeah. weren't really happy with. But
right. Pray.
Yep.
Pray for the person who's in the hot seat.
It's probably the most yep. effective thing you can
right.
do.
Yeah.
You
know Amen. I mean?
Pray.
For every person in city government.
Amen.
Amen.
All the way
Amen.
Up the chain.
All the way yeah. up the line. Federal, state, county, yep. city. All those areas where government exists. And particularly now we're speaking of, we live here in America. Let's talk about America.
Yep.
And particularly... I'm pretty sure everybody in this room would agree with the statement that the election tomorrow is a critical, crucial election for the future of America.
Across
I'm just going to throw that out.
Across the board, right? Because
yeah.
I see people in my practice, whatever side you're on, because I see people that love Trump, and then there's yep. people that hate Trump, and,
yeah.
and sort of like Kamala,
yeah.
because they hate Trump so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yes, it could be the only that. Reason for
yeah.
Kamala.
It's not they like
but either
they
one of them, if you poll them and pick their brain, would say something to the effect of,
mm-hmm.
this is the most important election, democracy's over if mm-hmm. the other person wins. You know, like right. there's that sense. For sure.
You know, most people don't understand the difference between a democracy and a republic.
Mm. Yes.
And that's a big situation we have.
It is.
You're a representative republic.
In a republic, that's right. We elect yeah. representatives that maintain the law based on a set of rules, the Constitution.
Yep.
In a democracy, we elect people to represent us and give them a free hand.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to ignore the rules and regulations.
The
they just do what they feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
true.
There's a difference between the two.
Absolutely.
We can't ignore the fact that the democracy has informed, at the very foundational level, the state of our nation as yeah. a representative republic.
Absolutely.
And there are elements of the democratic character of government which we do enjoy. But the difference... And this is why we got to be careful, you know. When I hear, and again, we're not here to promote a candidate
no.
or a party.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You know, we are going to say is that America needs saving, and God's the only one that can save it.
True.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that America is perched on the brink of becoming something different than what God intended it to be,
absolutely.
You need to pull your head out of whatever hole you stuck it in. Okay, I'm being very... Yes,
no, bring it on.
I'm really... I get kind of
spicy,
gnarly about this because really it can be too late.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, you know, people are looking around and saying, what happened? You know, where was the America that I... Well, the America that you thought we were, we still are. There's very fundamental elements of America that we still are that nation that God intended, but... We are in danger of being led by leaders who aren't godly, that don't elect at all levels now,
mm-hmm.
federal, state, county, local,
mm-hmm.
That don't have a biblical worldview. And God created this nation, so if you have leaders that don't have the view that God has given his people, you got a problem. And God will certainly allow people, he will not force us to return. But he's calling us to return. And he's calling his church, Jesus is calling his church again to focus on what he is saying we need to do as his people to restore this nation that God started, that God created.
One of the nice things about a window, you know, for the average person I talk to, at least in Florida, we're conservative, you know, with having Biden in office for 4 years. Is that God can use that period of time to create a very
mm-hmm.
Healthy dissatisfaction
mm-hmm.
along the same lines of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And in that window, you know, I got involved more.
Yeah.
Right. So yep. I think you're going to see more. God uses all of it, you know, even the messy stuff that you don't like, maybe to kind of rattle your cage and say, okay, and at least increase your faith. Amen. You know,
mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break, but, and when we come back, I'm going to invite phone calls. We have someone here, I hope. I haven't seen anybody wander off, but who can answer them. The number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can get ready to make that call. Our break is going to be about a minute, and then we'll be back.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Thank you, Ann. You don't have to. What you don't know,
I was helping him with the soundboard.
Yes, those of us that run the board here to make sure we get all, everybody gets on the air. And it's actually interesting, ironic, because often when I'm sitting in Ed's seat over there and someone else is running the board, they often forget to hit mic 5. Mm-hmm. And so then I'll be asked a question, and it's like, you know, there's
nobody can hear you.
Nobody can hear me. So Ann was very cleverly pointed out to turn your mic on, Ed. So
thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
We
I really appreciate that. We have a lot of fun here, obviously, even though this is an important topic that we're on today. Mm-hmm. Getting back with Dr. Chris Collins, who is here to share his testimony of Christian man getting involved in politics at the local level and why. Why he's doing that. And it's not just, and let's just, I just want to say, you're here speaking for yourself, brother, but you're also speaking for all of God's people in terms of motivation, in terms of your essential apprehension of God's intention for all of the people that follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, I'm going to just have you go where you want to go with the rest of this. We do have, I'll mention the phone number again if you want to call in, 772-221-1100.
I pulled up a verse while we were on break, or actually before that, but it's in Revelation 1, and I think it's incredibly valuable, right? So in verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." And I think this completely dovetails with what we were talking about before, right? Mm-hmm. He pulls you out of hell.
Yeah.
Right? He washes you clean. And this is the next verse, "And has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Amen. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever."
Amen. Amen.
So that's what you're doing, is restoring dominion over the earth. Like, not to get too deep theological, but you know, you handed that over in Adam.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So, yeah. But if you are in Christ, right, if you're in that blood, if you're in that spirit, take your dominion back.
Amen.
It's even, in, you know, in Genesis, also at the beginning book in the Bible, is we are told in the very first chapter that God has given us dominion over the earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's inclusive. That's dominion over everything that goes on the earth. And that charge from God hasn't been taken away, but it hasn't been taught. I'm going to say, just step right out. Say this, it has not in the church been taught a whole lot.
What I will say is, if you will take that risk, if you will go with him, if you will pick up those rocks and be David, right?
Right.
You enter into this relationship with him that is incredibly exciting and exhilarating and terrifying and fun, okay?
Yeah, yeah, it's all of that.
Is the same things that we're all afraid of. No, like I said before, nobody wants to put their neck out and be in TC Palm or...
Right.
But what happens is when you take that stand and you are advocating for him and you're going for it and you're putting yourself out there and he will back you up.
Yes.
And what you're afraid of in terms of the criticism and the backlash, what will end up happening is people, whatever the other side is, they don't even realize why they hate you, but they will overwhelmingly show themselves and who they really are and make it apparent to everyone watching. And the whole, you know, all the world's a stage kind of a thing. And when you have situated yourself and said, I'm with Jesus, like I'm a Christian, the reason I'm making these decisions, that's my worldview,
right?
And you put yourself and you give him the opportunity to be there with you and back you up, and like you force the issue,
right?
You force it. You're not sitting back and everything's gray and it could be this, it could be that, and you're forcing that issue, and you create that, you bring it to the surface, right? And God gets to fight for you spiritually and just disintegrate your opposition in front of you.
Yeah. Amen.
And you are, I was talking to somebody yesterday, it's Joshua, it's the book of Joshua. All of these things, all these giants, all of these cities that have been in the land that have just been a mess, right? If you'll be Joshua, if you'll go in and start taking city by city, there's a lot of these different things. You can rattle them all off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus is with you from like the parking space at Publix all the way up to who's president and every, you know, he's got your back, right? So it could be fluoride in the water. It could be development issues. It could be prayer in the commission. It could be all these different issues, right?
Yeah.
If you'll be there, he'll back you up.
Absolutely.
And when God calls you to a ministry, he will support you. He will provide all resources.
Absolutely.
Now, it's incumbent on us to make sure we're hearing God and not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me.
That's the hard
part. I have called myself to some very dangerous, painful things.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But and I want to get back to, because you're really talking about, it's a testimony that underscores God's promise when you do what you're supposed to do. Talk about prayer. Because I know when you came on the commission, they weren't praying before.
We hadn't prayed in 60 years.
60 years.
So your school board, your county commission, your state legislature, federal, all the way up, everybody prays.
Right.
But for some reason, the city of Stewart didn't begin its meetings with invocation. And as soon as I realized that, I said, what? And the only rationale I got is that there were white pastors and black pastors 60 years ago who couldn't agree on who would give the prayer. And so we're just not going to do it. It was a terrible reason.
Yeah.
And for me, beyond just being a Christian, when you have people making decisions, I want wisdom in that room.
Yeah.
And I want everybody submitting that there is a larger, even I guess if you didn't believe in God, like an ethos of like wisdom.
Yeah, right.
That there are these larger things than our own machinations and minds.
Right. Right.
Otherwise, we're God. And that's not good.
You
don't want to be God.
Right?
So to be able to be humble and have your board, because then there's going to be less fighting, less ego, you know, because we're all sort of submitted underneath that banner. Yep. So that was my first war.
Okay.
It was a successful war,
but that
though.
Was successful.
But it was
Absolutely.
Wild. And just like I said, you got to see all of the different sides. People that don't even know why they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Or like manifesting.
Right in front of me. I was there. I remember.
It's wild.
Yep.
That leads me to, this is a point of contention I've had with my brothers and sisters in general. I mean, human beings, whether you're a believer or not. And this is, I was going to ask you to say how you would respond to this, that there are many, many people who, and I've probably participated in this myself, who have latched on to a position they know nothing about, and they will argue to an extent that some people may suggest is egregious in their behavior and in their language about something they are totally clueless on, right? I'll throw in an example.
There's a verse about it, brute beasts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The example that I'll throw
speak
in.
Speak evil of dignitaries and, you know.
Well, it's just a lot of people that they have latched on to an ideology and they will firmly commit themselves to pursuing it, to supporting it. But when pressed, they have no clue as to what it means, where it came from, or what its impact might be. Just one example, and I've seen this, because everybody who's listened to us enough knows that we are pro-life here, right? And there's an amendment four, by the way, which we're asking you to really prayerfully consider voting no on. But in many of the I see many of the arguments on the pro-choice and the pro-life side, and specifically, I've seen some very young people, especially very pro-choice, very pro-abortion, who will argue with, and these have all been conservative, like Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, people like that, who will say, when you start talking about that's a baby, and they'll say, no, it's a fetus.
It's a clump of cells.
It's a clump of cells. It's a fetus. Well, okay, and they'll hang on to that word, but they haven't decided what the word means.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Latin word, and the Latin word means beginning of life, a new life, or basically a baby.
Exactly.
So the word that they're latching onto that they believe completely defines their narrative on abortion is basically a word that in Latin says it's a baby. So which they're saying is not a baby, which is very conflicting. But in the larger sense, just how do you respond to people like that they have an ideology they know nothing about?
I think it's a testament to just a little more macro and bird's eye view. Human beings are built to be dependent, religious creatures.
Yeah.
Right?
So God made
us. The kind of religion that you get in Christ is very free. You can learn about him and enjoy him and love him. But outside of a real relationship with him, there is a countless number of religions that may not necessarily purport themselves to be religious, but they are in nature, you know, and these sorts of worldviews you're seeing within, you know, that whatever the other side is, woke or liberal, you'll get fought to the death over. It's very religious in nature. You're an infidel.
Right.
You're worthy of death. I mean, you're the enemy. I hate you. You know, it's these very charged religious. And you'll notice, right, if there's sort of two sides talking, it's very difficult. Pro-life, you know, abortion, that's a great example, right?
Yeah.
And the best success I've had in talking with people that they're looking to see what team you're on. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they can discern what team you're on, it's, get away from me. Yep. So the best success I've had is sort of taking a step back and saying, okay, right, but if you were a Christian, wouldn't it make sense that like this would be your worldview and this is how you would view that human life? You would see it as a life. It's not just, you know, okay, you know, but it is. It's religious in nature. And as soon as you're perceived as being the other team, and you ask, you know, one or two questions that you're not on our side, bang, it's religion. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody in the Church of Christ or Baptist might get talking and, oh, you're once saved. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's a war now. We can't somehow be friends anymore. And, you're one of those.
Well, that's, gosh, a whole nother broadcast about denominationalism and
but it's all that same thing. It's the same spirit.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
Another good example of that is the anti-Israel protesters constantly saying, from the river to the sea.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Yeah, what river?
They don't know what they're talking about. They just pick up on the cliche and run with it.
Yeah, it's so sad. Romans says that the Lord will give them up to their depraved mind, and their minds have been depraved.
Well, it's a matter, too, of don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's already made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget, right? Like you just said, where does the delusion come from?
Yeah.
God will send
a
strong delusion.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely. We would normally take a break now, but I'm hearing from the Lord saying don't do that.
Good.
So we're not. We're going to run until the end of the hour, and then we have to say goodbye. We'll remind you that we are inviting you calls if you'd like to make a call, make a comment, or have a question for Dr. Collins. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And I will also tell you, watch your language, because if you get off the rails, I'm going to cut you off. Just say that. This is a Christian radio station, after all. But there's a phone call. Look, let's hope they're calling for us and not someone.
Yep,
it'll come through. And we have Ann is looking at the phone, waiting for a call. Yeah, this is important.
Might be somebody from India trying to sell you Medicare.
Well, you're right.
Active enrollment.
Well, let's just keep on that theme that Chris, that you were sharing. I don't know if that's going to come through. So we'll just keep going until it rings.
Yeah, just more generally, right? As a believer, if God is your father.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-huh.
All right. Nope. Green button. Okay.
Hello, WCNO.
Hello.
It dropped.
It may have dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they may have to call back.
I think I heard it.
Call it back. yeah. Well, yeah.
So more generally, if you are a Christian, if God is your father, you're royalty, right? You are.
There it is. Well, wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're doing a little production instruction
hear it out
here.
In the office, but it's yeah, not
it's going to be that
yet,
green button on the lower right there when it comes through.
You took my job.
There we go. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Yes. Good morning. Welcome to the front line.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for this program because I'm finally hearing truth from the Word, not truth from people's opinions. And that's so important that because Yeshua says you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
And as soon as you focus on what the Word says, you can't deny the truth of the Word. And so I'm so encouraged by your program and what you're saying today, because I hear the truth of the Word and not the opinions of men.
Amen.
So I just called to encourage you and to thank you for.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I was asking the Holy Spirit which radio show I should start helping to support. And, and because of this,
praise God.
Today, I'm convinced that this is the one. I used to send money to you guys, but I had stopped because of the COVID. I didn't have the funds. So I'm able to do it again, and so I'm going to start doing it again. But I just wanted you to know that those of us who are listening for truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
We know when it's false. You know, we know when it's hypocritical and false. And it's, we
discerning.
Know when it's man's agenda and not God's agenda.
Yes.
You know?
Amen.
And so I'd like to make a suggestion to that young man that speaking about prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
How to pray in public. Just do like Yeshua did. He prayed the psalm. You can't go wrong when you pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
Instead
absolutely.
Of making up your own stuff, go to the Word. That's what it's there for.
Mm.
And no one can deny the Word.
Psalm 122
is famous, a famous prayer that Yeshua prayed, right?
Amen.
And it would be good, it applies to everyone. You know? It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
May those who love Amen. You prosper, right? It's talking
yes.
about everybody.
Amen.
May
Amen.
Shalom be within your ramparts, prosperity in your palaces, right? You're speaking blessings over the people that are praying, right?
Amen.
For the sake of my family and friends, I say shalom be with you.
Yeah. Amen.
For the sake of the house of Adonai, our creator, I will seek your well-being.
Mm.
Pray the psalms. That's why the psalms
it's beautiful.
Is 150 yep. psalms.
That,
it's,
that,
the
amen.
Longest, it's the longest book in the Bible.
You're absolutely
For our entertainment,
uh-huh.
care for us to use it as a prayer. So, you know, I think what he's trying to do is with the school board and stuff is a wonderful thing. I used to be a teacher, so I know the sight. I know the I know the demons that are there.
Oh yeah, I'll bet you do. Front line.
You know, it's to bring unity stay away from man's agenda. Stay away from what you would say when you're good. Just say what the word says, and you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God watches over his word to perform it.
Amen.
It shows your confidence in the ability of the word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
And can divide the spirit and soul asunder. So just say the word, and it must come to pass.
Amen. Thank you.
So that's what I would like to share with you.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much for the affirmation.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. And I'm so glad that I heard this today, because now I can send what I wanted to send in without any hesitation.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, and that's always a benefit. But predominantly, what you our mission is to not just educate our listeners and edify them, but to do so by giving the fundamental biblical truths that God wants His people to know and to live into.
Amen.
And thank you. I appreciate
it. I don't want to be long-winded, but it's so refreshing, because you turn on the Christian TV and you're getting all kinds of foolishness.
Right.
And so I'm so tired.
She's right.
I keep changing channels to see if, can I get some real truth here? Not all this stuff. And so finally I'm hearing the word, because the word is truth. And if you stick to the word, you can't go wrong. You know?
Never.
But when they come up with their opinions and their ideas, that's what made us come down this path. We have been following opinions of men.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now we're seeing what the result of that is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're the ones. Christianity has created this problem that we have in the world, not just America, because it didn't stick with the word.
Amen.
It went off and did all kinds of things. You know, that's why we're so divisive. And that's one of the things that our Creator hates.
Yes.
Divisiveness among the brethren, you know.
He wants us to be
in. Prayer was, Father, I pray that they will be one.
Yes.
Amen.
John 17.
Yep. We have never achieved that, because we interpret the word. The word does not need interpreting.
I love this.
Amen. Yes,
thank you for calling.
Right.
Thank you so much for
calling. Thank you, caller. We have to get back to, we're almost out of time. But
God bless
thank you.
You
so
God
much.
Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you for caller. That was great, and I appreciated hearing that. And I want you know, as time is running out, as it often does, time being what it is. But just to, well, Chris, and you can lead the closing discussion on this.
Sure.
Many people, and mostly unsaved, but some believers, get all wrapped around the axle about what they hear as condemnation from the church, when what we're doing right now is speaking the truth. And we know that the truth is not always received very well, especially when the people who are hearing the truth are hearing that they're going in the wrong direction, and they don't want to hear that. But above and beyond everything we've talked about, and we know the diverging arguments, the conflicts that come about, at no point is God stopping being the one of his attributes is that he is not a respecter of persons, meaning
Amen.
He loves everybody.
Amen.
Now, he doesn't always love what we're doing. That's clear. Scripture says he loves the sinner, but not the sin.
Amen.
But we need to reaffirm, I believe, that above all of the conflict that we have been pointing to in this hour is a God who loves every one of his children and wants the best for us.
I would say he doesn't just call pastors and priests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he not to open a whole new can, because I know we're almost done, but I have watched within our city politics people coming around, you know, what I'm trying to do, and they may not even identify as Christian, right? Which, that's kind of hard if you're a church person. Like, aren't we all on the same team, but there's a lot of people that have been hurt by the church or that are involved in what they're seeking without even realizing it is God. Okay.
Amen.
And, and I'll tell you this, I'm watching this in real time. It's messy, but I don't know if these will be, you know, Jesus confessing Christians later or something, but I am watching people that are actively seeking after all of God's attributes in nature and spirit without necessarily knowing his name.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They want justice. They want truth. They're tired of corruption.
Yeah.
They want good people that will uphold their word and are humble. They want righteous leaders. They want righteousness in authority. And I'm surrounded by these people too. You know, like I'm watching this happen.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, not necessarily just a certain denomination or that you have to be a priest to be seeking after God and his ways. I'm watching it happen in real time in the city.
Yeah, and that's really where God
is. I know that's a whole new can.
Well, I know it's a whole new can, but that's why we have to have you back down the road.
Fair enough.
Because it is, you're doing, you're kind of boots on the ground.
Right.
In a place that God is calling his people to be. And so, you know, in the few minutes we have left, if you've been listening throughout the whole program, and maybe you're saying, well, what can I do? Pray for Chris and people like him.
Anybody in leadership, even anybody people in leadership, that you're mad at because you didn't like the way they voted.
Pray for them.
Pray for them.
Pray for them to have wisdom. It's you know, not to sound like a victim or anything, but it's a lot for people and their families.
Yeah.
A lot of these positions don't. They can be volunteer or pay very little. It's something you're doing to try to help.
Right.
And inevitably, we're all imperfect, right? We're all trying to work out our own stuff and do as best we can, and
with fear and trembling.
So pray for these people. Pray. Don't get too much on one team or the other. You know, even if you think that guy is the other, pray for him. Pray for or her. Pray for wisdom, man. Pray for God to wreck them and for them to come in alignment with him.
Amen.
You know,
and especially, you know, we look at the national scope, national leaders.
Yes.
Those in office, those seeking office, whatever. That we need, and we're being more encouraged today to pray for their protection and their families and those that work with them. I mean, we can point to recent events where Trump has been, at least twice, he's had assassination attempts. One was...
I can tell you even locally, we've had people that, I had a police case out because there were people driving by my house and being, you know, strange stuff.
Oh, wow.
While my kids are out. Yeah. The people have no idea that the kind of stuff that goes on in the background,
right?
You know, threats of lawsuits and FOIA requests. It's a lot on top of being a normal person with a job or a business. And so pray for peace and humility and wisdom.
Yep. Amen.
And that new people will be risen up that are God-fearing people that will take the responsibility and step into these seats.
Let's just model that. If I'm going to ask you, Chris, pray for those in office and their families, right? Just lift them up.
Father, I thank you so much for the privilege to pray and talk to you and have access to you and your throne. And I ask, we all ask this morning, that you guide this country, this nation, and that you make sure that your will is done here. Father, please be with every single person that's involved in this representative republic. In a leadership role, or, you know, helping even from like a staff or administrative standpoint and running our governments, Father, be with them, be with our leaders and their families. Father, bring them peace, give them wisdom, touch them. If they don't know you yet, Father, make yourself painfully obvious to them that your will be done. I ask you to protect every person who's in a position of leadership from the devil, you know, coming after them, from people losing their minds. I ask for stability and peace in these positions, and that they're not rattled by schemes or bad press or anything, Father, that you keep them in the pocket, that they are safe, that they are encouraged. And I just ask you to wake up to... I know you've been working on people for a long time, Father. It's been years and decades potentially that you've been preparing people for these roles, but that you step them into it, so that they can do what they were born to do, what you've called them to do, without fear, without hesitation, that they will express all of those talents and capacities and giftings for your purposes and your will, so that our communities can be healed, so our states can be healed, so this country can be a functional nation that is in unity and in harmony and with all of your spirit